think the day before I left for Tesla, I did an interview at FCA, which is Fiat Chrysler, in Belvedere. Interview went good. Next day, loaded up a truck and moved to, just myself to California. Although I liked the job, the hours were long and they looked to be getting longer. So after a month, I chose to give my notice. And FCA gave me a start date of February 22nd. After I quit Tesla on the 22nd of January, I decided that I would see all the sites. Went up and saw my daughter, granddaughter, and my son. And so even though Tesla didn't work out, it gave me a chance for about a 5,000-mile road trip before I had to start my new job at Chrysler.
What is Tesla like?
Everybody seemed really enthusiastic and excited. They loved their car. Their plant, when GM knew me left, they just totally cleaned it out and painted it white. So that when you go inside, you're almost like you're outside. It's beautiful. I love their body shop. Love their trim and chassis areas. They really are striving for to be very ergonomic, and it's impressive. Stamping shop, you know, this is my third stamping shop at Chrysler that I've worked in, and I've been able to compare Mitsubishi's and Tesla's and Chrysler. And Mitsubishi was the most well-run, I thought. Tesla has a ways to go, and I think they'll get there. They have some good people there. Company as a whole, they seem very positive. I hope they make it. I do. I like the people there. The young people especially really impressed me. The young people were awesome. It was a pretty good work environment. I enjoyed it. I was so tired. I had no energy. Long hours.
You're now at Chrysler, and how is that working?
That's going good. I work in a different area than I've worked for the past 27 years. I worked in the stamping, working on the big stamping dies. And then part of my time at Mitsubishi, I worked on reaction molds too, and tooling, which meant going out and making things or repairing things in the trim and file areas. Here, I work in what is called the power tool department. Their old term for it is air tool. It's called power tool. They work on all the hand tools that people use to tighten, crimp, rivet, all these little tools. Well, some of them are huge, actually, to put the car together. And so my shop's responsibility is to keep the chassis and trim lines running with the tools, to repair the tools, to validate, calibrate. So there's a lot of different things that I've never done before, a lot of inputting on the computer that's all new to me. Part of it is you're sitting at a bench repairing the tool. Sometimes the parts are teeny tiny, so we have these magnifying lights. It's totally different from what I'm used to. It's like learning a new trade. And the people I work with are awesome. There's only 9 of us, 3 per shift, but they're awesome people. It's wonderful. I love it.
Describe that workplace environment. What makes them awesome? What makes it a great place?
Well, I've always really never really fit in at the places I've worked. I've never been fascinated by cars. I've never been really fascinated by what I do. I just do it. I got fairly decent at it, and I do it. It's what I do. It provided a good living. Whereas some people that I work with, a little more passionate about being who they are and what they do. And I'm experiencing the same thing here. I'm not really like anybody there, but they're very accepting. And they seem to like me, which is nice. And you know, they've had other people in their shop that were really hard to deal with. I think someone like me, who's I try to be pretty easy to get along with, I came into this shop and these people were just like, hey, great to meet you, nice, where are you from, all this. I think they had some pretty bad experiences in the past. They're happy to have someone that's easy to get along with. I work on that every day. I like a smooth ship. I could talk more about work, but what's important to me now is different than it used to be. And I just say, get to know people, get to know their stories, wherever you work. It can really help you grow, help me. I like it.
How have you grown in this new approach? How has that changed you?
Well, I'm not as dogmatic, I think. Although that's something I always fight against. I'm not as judgmental. I find that kindness is one of the most important things. And in my job dealing with people, I think that's the first thing to put forward is to be kind. Some of these people, they work hard and they have hard jobs and it's hard to keep up with the line. Some people really enjoy it. Some don't. And I just think give them a little bit of something good each day and it might make their day better. Knows me.
You remarked on the differences in the, what makes a well-run stamping shop.
One of the things that I noticed that Mitsubishi did so well is they had everything laid out well. They had the transfer presses in a nice line. We had A line, B line, C, D, E, F line. And then on the other side of the aisle, we had two blankers, which make the initial sheets. And then you have these automatic guided vehicles. You put the sheets on, and the press that is going to stamp the part calls that up, and it comes over and unloads it. It sits on a little waiting area, and it goes from the waiting area right into the press. And Mitsubishi had that designed really well. These other two plants, it's not quite as slick. And I think part of it is what was there before that they had to kind of deal with. I know Mitsubishi kind of tended to, they look like they standardized things a little more. You know what, we had good at Mitsubishi, and I didn't take it for granted, but I didn't realize how good we had it is. Although we were missing some tools in our die repair shop that, in my opinion, we should have had and would have made our job physically easier. We had some equipment and ways of working on our dies and ways of moving them around that were really good, and I haven't seen that anywhere else quite as nice. We could repair a die pretty quick. And it's my understanding that sometimes Chrysler has to send a die back to Detroit. I'm in another whole other area of an assembly plant that I never really spent a lot of time in, and just a lot of interaction with a lot more people than I ever did at Mitsubishi or at Tesla, for that matter.
How has that changed things, that interaction?
You know what? I have a private website on Facebook called Mitsubishi Survivors. I'm seeing a lot of names on there of people that I never knew their names. I knew their faces, but their names. So I'm doing different here. I introduce myself all the time and trying to remember names, just because I think life's a little short to not have an interaction. Everybody's got a story too, and it's always interesting. I worked my first overtime day, and I met a team leader, which is they're still union, but they kind of oversee the how a certain part of the line runs. And I met a gentleman named Eric, who was just a breath of fresh air. He's from Nairobi, Kenya. Came here to school. Now he had a scholarship for 1 year. Now he's got to work. And it just made my day. It made my week, actually. I'm still reeling from how lovely this was, this interaction. Nice guy.
Sounds like you've got a little bit of personal growth and satisfaction that you didn't know you were missing.
Yeah. I think so. It's so easy to get stuck in a routine at Mitsubishi after 27 years and working with a lot of the same guys, many whom I really miss. I do, but there's so many that I didn't even know, and I don't want that to happen again.
Did you have other reasons for coming back to the Midwest than just the grind at Tesla?
Well, of course, yeah. My girlfriend lives here, and we live together, and Champaign, Urbana, and I didn't really look forward to being that far away from her at all. I mean, she was, her idea was, we'll do this till you retire, and then we'll be in the same house all the time. But yeah, I'm back. I come back on the weekends to Urbana, and I come back, and then I drive back to Belvedere. So yeah, we get to spend about a third of the time of a week, yeah.
What else should I be asking you as the anniversary of the closure announcement at Mitsubishi heads our way?
I don't know. I have some thoughts about it. I think it's really sad that they didn't pay attention to what people wanted in cars. They could have. I'm sad that they seem like such a stoic company, Mitsubishi, and more so than Toyota and Nissan. I think they could have opened up more and listened to people more. I think Mitsubishi should be everywhere. I mean, I just bought a new car. I have my old car. It's Mitsubishi Lancer. 140,000 miles on it, still runs like a top. I think they made a good product. I just wish they would have marketed it and listened to people who said, we like this. It seemed like everything that was really cool about a car that we built, they ended it, for whatever reason, financial or... It's sad. A lot of good people work there. I'm amazed at how good they are. I haven't worked at a couple other places. There were some really skilled hourly workers there that gave a big part of their life.
Do you have some coworkers in Belvedere that used to be at Mitsubishi?
Sure. Purdue, last I counted, there's 13 of us there. There's the two people that are working on the company side. One is a boss out in the trim and chassis area, and one is a boss back in the die maker area, the die repair area, they call it. And then there's 11 of us skilled tradesmen, electricians, mostly electricians, some millwrights, and I'm the only tool and die maker that came up here. But I rent a house with another gentleman. We share the rent. Another skilled tradesman, he has a mattress on our floor. He kind of shares, too, a little bit. He's not full-time at the house. He comes back home because he farms, too, so he's pretty much back and forth. Yeah, there's three of us hanging together and 13 total.